This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on January 9th on WGN Radio. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP, and they've got the neatest app where your VoIP phone can take text messages, too. Their prices are phenomenally low, but if you pay for a year in advance, you save even more money, and if you say Raleigh sent you, shipping is free. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
Monday night, the time is right for trivia on WGN Radio. We have 3 big hours and emphasis on Monday night. If you're listening on Friday, well, enjoy the show. It's a replay. But if it's Monday night, the 9th of January, well, I'm all ears. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. We've got bumper stumpers, and yes, they all have a theme. And we have a straggler on a trivia question. And when you get that, I'll throw out another one. And if you don't like my questions and you don't know my bumpers, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit. Now, and I do mean that, and Johnny D proves it when he asks for hominid trivia that listener Amanda has supplied, and I'm grateful to her. In any event, we do have a straggler from last week. Yeah, I had mentioned I forgot what it was, but see, that's okay, because Carol reminds me every Monday night, and she doesn't tell me in advance, otherwise I'd spill my guts. So you heard the show last Monday, and then hopefully you've spent a week wondering about it, come up with some suggestions. Many baldness cures have been tried over the millennia, and we talked about a bunch of them last week, but according to U.S. News and World Report, at one time, this was the best preventative measure against baldness. What? All right. And they, by the way, have facts and figures and proof, and I just can't imagine it. But maybe you know. So 888-876-5593. That's 8888-Raleigh. So with that in mind, in the I want my own category question, we welcome Tom from Covington, who's hooked on advertising. So, hey, Tom, how's it going? You there, Tom? Oh, well, all right, we'll put Tom on hold. Sometimes Tom, I don't know, falls asleep, walks away from the phone, something or other, but we'll just put him on hold here. And we have threatened that on his next win, we're buying him another phone, because his most often comment is, I can't hear you. All right. Well, that's going to be a real rousing round of trivia, I can see already. So as I say, you can have your own category. And it can be absolutely anything, as Tom will prove, because we picked out an advertising question just for him. And he should know that, too. But we'll have our first of our bumper stumpers coming up in a moment. And I must say, it was only a couple hours before the show began that I came up with a theme. That seems to be the hardest part. But this is a good one. In fact, it may last for 2 weeks. We'll see. So if you get the theme, that's great. But you can start out by guessing the artists of the bumpers that we play. And there will be one coming up in a moment. And John says, oh, no. No, Tom is there. All right, Tom, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good deal. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Star of the American Road. You can do this, Tom, I know it.
You say Star of the American Road?
Yes, Star of the American Road. R-O-A-D. So Star of the American Road.
Now I draw a blank on that one.
Oh, no. I picked this just for you. Texaco. Texaco was the star of the American Road.
Well, it didn't pop up.
Okay.
Thanks for the package from the trivia.
Oh, good. Good. Well, hopefully there's one or two things in there you like.
Well, it's got quite a few things in there that are good.
Okay, good. Good. Well, I thought of you when we picked them out. So happy to help and glad it arrived, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, and the I'm going to get a kick out of the Alan Alda story.
Oh, yeah? All right. Well, good. Well, we will talk to you later, and thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Barry in New Hampshire. He wants an advertising question, too, and we'll do that. So 888-876-5593. But again, many cures for baldness have been tried over the millennia. And, man, some of them were just too weird to be true. But according to U.S. News & World Report, at one time, this was the best preventative measure. Man, I tell you, best? That's all you can come up with? All right, well, maybe you'll know. Coming up on WGN Radio.
Watch out, boys. Look who's coming down the street.
Oh, yeah, she's a troublemaker. Oh, yeah, she's a troublemaker.
Here she comes.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's our first bumper stumper, so I guess it's too early for you to figure out what it has in common with anything else, but you should be able to figure out who the artist is. This one only bubbled under in 1963 on Domain, but big, big hit other than this, and no one else sounds just like them. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh, and Tony is a first-time caller. He is in Janesville, Wisconsin. Hey, Tony, thanks for calling WGN.
Hey, how you doing, Raleigh?
Right.
I have a guess. It's like, don't wash your hair.
Oh, I love that guess. Yeah, no, it's not that. Not even washing it in Lysol, which people have tried over the millennia, but I like your guess. All right, thanks.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Raleigh.
Yeah, call me again. All right, now I'm going to count on hearing from Tony again, too. All right, so with that in mind, 888-876-5593. Again, to review some of the cures in the past, my favorite was the Celtic remedy from 1000 A.D. Stuff mice into a clay jar, seal it, bury it beside a fire, and take everything out after a year. God, I hope you're wearing gloves. But it says, if you don't wear gloves, hair will sprout from your fingertips. They were convinced this would work. It's not going to work no matter what you do, and leave the mice alone. So, we're not looking for a cure in this question. We're talking about the best preventative measure. What was it? All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and Barry is in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for the prizes.
Oh, my pleasure.
They were definitely worth more than the postage.
Oh, that's kind of you to say, but I don't think so. But I'll tell you what, it certainly wasn't worth more than the Canadian postage. Donovan in Vancouver won.
And
he only won like one thing, and it cost me $22 to get it there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guarantee
you're
it wasn't.
Generous.
Right. It wasn't worth it. I just should have sent him a check. In any event, here you go. You want an advertising slogan, and I know you know this. I know I say that and it jinxes you, but this time you know this.
Yeah.
You ready?
Ready.
My baloney has a first name. It's
Oscar Mayer.
Yes, absolutely. It's OSCAR. Oscar Mayer, you are a winner.
Can I take a guess at the straggler?
Oh, yes, that absolutely. Baldness cures. This was best preventative measure. What?
not wearing a hat.
Yeah, that'll do it. No, that's not it. But hang on, we'll I'll have John confirm that address, and we'll start our next list. God knows when you'll get it. Don't go away. All right, so there you have it. We'll have to buy more CDs or something. So Stephanie and Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I want to take a stab at the bumper stumper. It's the Majors.
It is the Majors, 1962 on Imperial, number 83 on the pop charts. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. I had to stop because, I remember hearing the song Wonderful Dream. A lot of times we'd hear the songs, my mom and dad and I'd be driving in the car, have WLS on the radio, and I remember that song Wonderful Dream and saying to my mom, man, I said they sound like girls, you know. But no, yeah. I'm trying to think about ways to prevent baldness. Massage.
No.
Okay. Some kind of dung.
No.
No. Okay. All right. What I can call back. I was going to do some kind of a list, like, some kind of a chart list, but I don't know if you can do that now or if I should just call back with a request.
Yeah, well, let's see how it goes. I'm looking right now and saying, well, nobody else is calling, so why not? But you've already won. So what year and a month and a week do you want?
Let's do 1970, right about this time.
1970, so the very beginning of the year. Okay.
You got it.
Very good. Well, here we go. Number one, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
B.J. Thomas.
Number two, Venus.
Shocking Blue.
Number three, I Want You Back.
The Jackson 5.
Yep. Someday We'll Be Together, number four.
The Supremes.
Number five, Whole Lot of Love.
Oh, my favorite group. I love Led Zeppelin.
Oh, somebody had to. Number six.
I love it.
Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Peter Paul. Leaving on a Jet Plane. Oh.
Yeah. No, you're doing good. You're doing good.
Peter
Go for
Paul
it.
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Number seven. Don't Cry, Daddy.
Oh, God. Elvis Presley.
See, I would never have known that. But okay. Number eight. Jam Up Jelly Tight.
Oh, Tommy Rowe.
Yep. Number nine, Down on the Corner.
It would be Creedence Clearwater.
And number 10, Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, God. Nilsson, Harry Nilsson.
No, for Ronnie and Tysher.
Oh, God. Well, I have this little game going in my head of, and I'll have to throw it at you sometime, of songs. And would Raleigh hate this or like it? You know, and one of them that came up today, Bertie Higgins,
Key Largo.
Key Largo.
Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. Okay. Don't. Yeah. Anyway, do you ever do like country charts or?
I'd be happy to do other charts.
Alrighty.
They won't be exactly the same, but sure.
I have had you on long enough. And let other people.
yeah, let them call in. Tonight. It's just a dearth, so I'm grateful that you did. But you got a 90%, so you're right on that, and you're right on the bumper stumper. So I guess John has to combine prizes for you here. But maybe you only get one certificate.
I love the prizes I got. They're really. Yeah, I do.
Well, thank you.
One of the CDs was Rent, the soundtrack from, and I have some really fond memories. I went with my kids. I call it my grandkids and daughter, and saw the play. And
good.
So thank you, Raleigh.
My pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
You betcha. You take
all right.
care.
Good deal. So, John, make sure you get Stephanie's info down. Yeah, because we know where she lives. We just sent her. That's right. We know where you live. We just sent you something. So, 888-876-5593. Trivia is kind of funny. It's the one thing that I really can't, prattle on without your participation. Oh, we can go into more cures for baldness, and I'll get there. Don't you worry. But if there's something you'd like to do, maybe work on our straggler. Well, our bumper stumper has already been gotten. That was the Major. She's a Troublemaker. I'll tell you the truth. I thought it was a woman, a girl first, too. But of course, it's not. It's a guy in falsetto from Philadelphia. But yeah, that be said, it's a group coming up next, and they were a big, big hit group. So a little different sound for them, but big, big hit group. So we'll see how you do with that. But if you don't like my categories and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own phone categories, any absolutely anything. And if you know something, everybody knows something about something. Well, give me the category, we'll find you a question. Meantime, rest in peace, Gordy Harmon of the Whispers. Now, of course, he's been gone from the group for quite a while, but my favorite Whispers were the 60s stuff, particularly the stuff on Dory, and then the stuff on Soul Clock. And Gordy Harmon was a big part of all that. He was in an automobile accident in 1973, and it damaged his larynx, and that was the end of his singing career. So when it came to the big hits, he wasn't there. But man, oh man, that stuff on Dory, and Janis too, but especially Dory and Soul Clock. He was front and center, and he was just great. So sadly, he's no longer with us. Just got that death notice. It's out of Los Angeles. I'll have to see if I can find a cause. But as I say, he's been gone from the Whispers since 73, so 50 years. But nonetheless, he was still with us, and just sad to know. But of course, we're all getting to be that age. So well. Not some of us, anyway. Yeah, this part of us. So, yeah, Gordy was 79. And, and he was in the early beginning. Man, he was a founding member, to say the least. They say it's natural causes at home. So I guess dying from 79. Ooh, that sounds pretty young. But it was... It was Gordy, along with Wallace and Walter Scott and Marcus Hudson and Nicholas Caldwell, don't want to forget Nick, in 1964 that started the Whispers. And they, like I say, their early stuff was on Dory and just gorgeous stuff. I Was Born When You Kiss Me. And they met up in Watts, where most of the group were living. They were actually in the Jordan Downs housing project. And the name Whispers came from... the owner of a small record label in Hollywood who suggested the Whispers, saying, well, that's what your soft vocal styling is like. And so I don't know if it was someone at Dory or else who came up with that, but they went with it. So 888-876-5593. Going to take us to Karen in Chicago. Thanks for calling WGN, Karen.
Hi, Raleigh. Thank you for the prize.
Oh, good. Glad you got it.
You know, I never win anything, and it was such a... great feeling. I won two of them. I got, I haven't had anybody tell me what the magazines are yet, but I know that I got a Taylor Swift CD.
Yeah.
And the other one I believe might be Boys to Men.
Could be.
Very well could be, but I felt it was, and I am definitely going to frame my certificate. Definitely. I never win anything, so I have to show up.
All right.
My friend is coming tomorrow, and I am going to say, Nicole, I need a couple of frames for my certificate.
All righty, then.
Good okay, deal. I want to take a guess at a trivia.
Yes.
I'm going to go with lanolin.
That's a great guess. It's not right, but it makes all the sense in the world, and it would be a lot better than what it is.
Well, okay. Okay, and I want to try an advertiser.
Oh, you do, huh?
I'm really screwing up my nerve here. I've never done any except the trivia.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'm trying to find something here that I believe you will know.
I hope.
Oh, yeah. Catch a cool, refreshing silver bullet.
Oh, it's beer.
Yeah, which one? You're absolutely right. You can do this. It's one of the light... I'll tell you, it's one of the light beers. You can do this.
It's either Coors or Miller.
Just go with Coors. Just go with Coors. All right, yes, it's
okay.
Coors. All right. Coors Light.
I won? Oh, my God.
Yes, you've won again. Hang on, don't go away.
And thank you for remembering me when you were talking about doing the presentations you would do the Manhattans for me.
Yes, I will be doing that, and you can thank Carol. She keeps me in line.
Oh,
all
God
right.
Bless her. Will you play some Manhattans tomorrow or
yes.
sometime?
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you so much.
Hang on. Don't go away. Maybe we'll talk about the Manhattans tomorrow night. I could do that. Let me put Karen on hold so John can confirm the address. I don't know if he kept the addresses after we mailed everything out. But, yeah, this was literally $1,000 in postage and 500 packages, and they all went out. And so hopefully y'all got them. All right. So some better than others, and, you know, that's not my fault. But we'll try to get better CDs. Maybe I'll try to hit somebody up like Jerry Green. He used to do that in the past, get us some stuff from collectibles, but I don't know anymore. I don't know what he's doing. But in the meantime, we will find out what's going on in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and then we'll be back to Fran and Lisa and John and James and, well, I'll tell you, dial quick because there's one line available, and that's it on WGN Radio.
You know it's true, out here in this rat race, there's just one route. Out here in this rat race, out here in this jungle, you gotta fight for not your eye. In this steel and concrete jungle, you gotta fight to stay alive. It's a rat race. You know it's me, it's you, out here in this rat race. You can't stay clean, no, no. Out here in this rat race, if you don't want to stop, you know you gotta be like a hawk. There's no such thing as friendship. Out here is dog eat dog. It's a rat race. That it isn't worth it, but when I see my woman standing there with my shield, look at her, just standing by, and I say to myself, you know it's
worth it. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? What do they have in common with the majors that we played earlier? Or the songs anyway? So, 1963 on Atlantic. Yeah, 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, now before we do anything else, Karen called back, and she had a question which you might have too, which is how to get the stream if you can't see it. All right, so Karen, this should be easy. Do you ever go to Raleigh.net?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so when you go to...
Not very often. I have an iPad.
Okay.
And I work, of course, with some Apple VoiceOver.
Right, so go to Raleigh.net, and when you get there, click on Streaming. And you
streaming.
Will... Yeah, it's on the nav bar toward the top, and I do label them, so you should be able... It should be able to pick it up.
It'll say streaming, right?
Yes. You know, I'm terrible at my websites. I'm just awful. But one thing, whenever I do them, I always make sure that I've got them labeled so a reader will pick them up. So you will hear
well,
the
I
word.
I just wrote this out in Braille, www.raleigh.net.
Yeah, dot. Yeah, you got to go.
And then click on streaming.
Right, but remember, after the www, there's another period there. Www, period.
Wait, www.
Yes. Raleigh,
R-O-L-L-Y-E.net. I got that.
.net.
Yeah.
Now,
oh,
so,
wow.
So,
thank
when,
you
so,
so much.
Let me tell you now. So, you're going to get there and you're going to see this nav bar. The first thing you'll see on your left will say KJAA Home. Ignore that. Then you'll see the word streaming. You'll hear that. Click on streaming. Mm-hmm. Now, when you click on streaming, you are going to, as you start going down that page, not far at all, you're going to get to a link and it's going to say http://globecasting.u. You don't have to write this. You don't have to write it down if you don't want to, but you can if you want.
I just got part of it.
Okay.
So I recognize it.
Yeah, http://globecasting.us/8000/Raleigh, all lowercase. And but you'll get there. When you just click on that, whatever your default audio player is what's going to get that stream. That's all there is to it.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure.
I'm not real smart when it comes to this technology stuff, but I learn little by little.
Well, if you have any problems at all, let me know, because, like I say, I'm terrible with my sites, but one thing I pride myself on is that you don't have to be able to see to use them. So if I screwed up, I need to know that, and I'll stop what I'm doing and fix it.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I enjoy your show so much. Well, and you do so many. I love that information about Charlie Gracie.
Oh, yeah.
I was not that familiar. Now, the only thing I really remembered was Butterfly.
Right. That's most people. That's all they remember. They think he was a one-hit wonder. They don't know the story.
Wow. He was something else.
Yep. Absolutely.
It was fantastic.
Good deal. Well, thanks.
And, I hope you do one on the Manhattans one
night. I will. Maybe tomorrow night. If I have time tomorrow to set it up, I will do that.
Oh, cool. Thank you
so much. All right.
You have a blessed day.
You too.
And God bless everybody who listens to us and shares with us.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it, Karen.
I love it. I feel like part of a family.
You are. Okay,
thanks.
Yes, absolutely. Consider it a large family that you don't have to fight over Thanksgiving with over. You don't even have to eat dinner, but you can hear the world's worst hit radio hit records as you voted on them live every Thanksgiving. Now, let me look at the calendar before I do anything else, see what's on tap for tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow's a full show, so I don't see why that I can't commit to finding the Manhattan stuff beforehand. So that would be the 10th of... January, Manhattans. Let me write that down. Like, that'll help, but I'll write it down anyway. All right, so with that in mind, what are we going to do? I think Lisa in Dundee wants movie trivia. How's it going, Lisa?
Great. How are you?
I can't complain.
Listen, like everybody else, I really appreciate my package.
Oh, good.
I thought it was my spatulas that I had ordered, and then I couldn't believe what it was. But and there, you know, there wasn't a bad CD in the bunch.
Aren't you kind?
I loved every single one.
Oh, great!
And it was such a mix of music.
Oh, that it was.
Like, it was like you knew what I liked.
Good.
So good. Yeah, I really appreciated it.
My pleasure. All right, so you want movie trivia.
Yeah, sure, let's try again.
All right, we'll go 1944. You ready?
Okay.
A bored housewife, Phyllis Dietrichson, seduces an insurance agent, Walter Neff, into murdering her husband for the insurance payoff. What's the movie?
Is that Double Indemnity?
Absolutely right. Barbara Stanwyck, Fred McMurray, Edward G. Robinson. Yes, Billy Wilder directed it. You are a winner.
Yay!
All right, good deal. Hang on. Don't go away, Laura.
Okay. Lisa, thanks, Raleigh.
All right, good deal. So, yes, Lisa in Dundee. We'll put her on hold, have John confirm that address, and away we go. Fran is in Austin. How's it going, Fran?
It's going all right.
All right, good deal. So,
I got my goodies, and I'm enjoying that.
You know, I wasn't sure what to send you, but you won so many times, we had to do something. So I just took a couple of John's toys there and sent them to you. But
hey, why not?
Yeah, good, good. So we're going to do lyrics from 1974.
Yeah,
all right.
The year I graduated high school.
Ah, isn't that nice? Okay.
Yes. Oh, I was so happy to get out of there.
Well, let's face it, who wasn't? All right.
Yeah, really. Although there are some people that's the high point of their life.
Yeah.
That's another story for another day.
Yeah. No, it actually is fitting because usually it was like the prom queen and the football jock. So it works out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. 1974, big hit. And here we are. And here is the man that needs to know where you stand. Yeah. Oh, and here is the man that needs to know where you stand.
Where you stand.
Don't you know I've done all I can?
Oh.
So decide. You can do this, I know.
I'm going to kick myself if I can't, I know that.
Yes, you will.
Definitely, lyrics sound familiar to me.
Oh, and here is the man that needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can, so decide.
Oh. Nope. Didn't get this one.
Well, here's the first line. You'll get it now. These are the eyes that never knew how to smile. No?
No.
Oh, wow. Show and tell. It's a game I play when I want to say I love you.
Oh! shoot. Yep, you're right. I'm getting my foot ready to kick myself.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, I didn't open with the first one because I thought, well, if I say these are the eyes that never knew how to smile, she'll know it. Yeah, until you came into my life.
Yeah, and now I hear it in my head.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Switched it on.
Right, and here is the man that needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide. Oh, show and tell.
It's a game I play. Yeah.
When I want to say I love you.
I love you.
Absolutely right. Well, good. I feel like this is a real interesting night for me if I defeated you on lyrics.
Oh, well, better luck next week.
Yeah, I'm counting on it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-ROLLIE. And we will come back with John in Covington, who's got some guesses on our straggler here. I've lost the question already. This is record time. We're in the first hour of the show. Here it is. Yes, okay. Many baldness cures have been tried over the millennia, but according to U.S. News and World Report, at one time, this was the best preventative measure. And like I say, you got to be kidding me. And they have research to prove it. No, absolutely not. All right, so we'll see what John thinks. And then we've got Chuck in Downers Grove and Howard at Glendale Heights. Oh, he thinks he does a bumper. Well, you'll hear another bumper in moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So, gee, who is it? That's our bumper stumper, and we'll see what it has in common with the others that we've played. And Howard in Glendale Heights, he certainly knew not this one, but the last one anyway. So, Howard in Glendale Heights, who was it?
I think it was the Drifters.
Absolutely right. We have a winner.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so hang on. That's great. I appreciate you
and
calling.
I just got my prize pack from last year the other day, too, so thank you for that.
Yeah, my pleasure. Like I say, in most cases, not worth the postage you get them to you, but you get a certificate, so hang on. Don't go away.
I'm buying a frame.
Oh, my God. Hang on. All right, so absolutely right. It was the Drifters, yeah, doing Rat Race. So what do they have in common with the Majors doing? She's a troublemaker. All right, so 888-876-5593. And we're going to John, and he's in Covington, Kentucky, outside of Cincinnati. So, John, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you so much. First, I'd just like to say that Double Indemnity, 1944,
yeah,
that's one of my favorites.
Oh, good.
And Barbara Stanwyck and Fred McMurray,
yeah,
they did two or three movies. They're a good couple together on
the screen. Absolutely, I agree.
Okay, so let me take, I'm just, well, the only thing I can come up with for baldness would be melted butter.
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
This is much worse than that.
Oh, all right. Well, and then I would like to try coin collecting for my hobby or whatever.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, great.
What was the
I never could say numismatics.
Yeah, numismatics.
I always had a hard time with that one, so I just say coin collecting.
Works for me, and everybody knows what that means, too, so that's fine. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So, what was the first U.S. coin to carry the motto, "In God We Trust"?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm going to say...
Don't look them up.
No, I would never do that. No, I'm just going to say silver 3-cent piece.
Actually, it was the 2-cent piece in 1864. Ooh. So that was close.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Well, yes, call me back next week. We'll come up with another one.
Very good.
All right.
Thanks.
Good deal. Thanks. So, yes, the 2-cent piece in 1864. All right. So, you know, most people, they want like a St. Gaudens, right? Not a 2-cent piece. But anyway, 888-876-5593. James in Oregon. James, how are you?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine.
Okay. Yeah. Are you? Because I got your phone message. And then, of course,
yeah.
We're
talking, working through stuff.
Okay.
I explained why I felt the way I did, and she explained that nothing was going on. And
oh, good. Do you believe her?
I'll take her word for it.
Okay. Well, then that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in the same house.
Oh, good.
So that's a good start. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was pretty down that day. So.
Oh, sure. No, I could hear it in your voice. I felt really bad for you. Yeah, but I figure nobody wants a return call at 3 in the morning, so we did not call back.
Oh, I'm up. I'm on the Raleigh James schedule.
Oh, geez. Well, I pity you then, yes.
Yeah. I listened to radio all night.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So.
All right. Yeah. So what are we doing here? Are you going to guess on our baldness prevention?
Yeah, because I wasn't going to call in, but I thought I heard somebody talking about this on the radio a week ago or something like that, and it caught my ear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought they were talking about feces.
No, although God knows that's been tried over the years of various things, not just people. And and as far as I know, it never did work. Thank God.
No. Well, I'm not going to try it.
No. Sane people wouldn't. But, in 4,000 B.C., ancient Egyptians rubbed their bald heads with a mixture of dates, dog paws, donkey hooves, and excrement all ground up together and cooked in oil. Yum.
Oh, yeah. And then you know... you had the guy that was the diabetes tester for the pharaohs back in the day.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
You had to sample it?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
I just prefer to stick my finger with a little pin. Yeah.
I'll just stay in the dark. Thank you very much. All right. So good to talk to you. I'm glad things are going better, James.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Talk to you later.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And Chuck is in Downers Grove. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh. I've been doing a lot of listening to KJ 1240, and I never, ever hear the same song twice. What a great station that is.
Well, you will when there's an automation glitch, but it's not planned. But
I know. Excellent choices.
Yeah,
can I take a shot at your baldness question?
Yes, absolutely.
Would it be putting tar on your head?
No. I'm telling you, the real answer is much worse than anybody's thinking.
Okay.
All right.
And
you want to do charts?
You were going to give me some charts.
Okay, and you want November 1963.
Yeah, that's... It's good.
Okay, number one.
One of the last good years of music.
Well, absolutely the last good year. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the golden decade.
I'm with you. I always say the last good year of everything was 1962. But yeah, 63 had good music as well. All right, so are you ready?
I am ready.
Number one, I'm leaving it up to you.
Dale and Grace.
Yes. Number two, Washington Square.
Village Stompers.
Yes. Number three, Deep Purple.
April Stevens.
And her brother.
And Nino Tempo.
Yes, absolutely. Number five, It's All Right.
The Impressions.
Yes. Number six, She's a Fool.
Leslie Gore.
Yes. Number seven, Everybody.
Tommy Roe.
Yes. Number eight, Bossa Nova Baby.
Elvis.
Number nine, Dominique.
The Singing Nun.
And, yeah, I know. See, you're rethinking 1963. Yeah. Wait till you're done. Number 10, Maria Elena.
Ooh, Los Indios Tabajaras.
And we have 100% winner. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that was a beautiful instrumental, that song.
Yeah, so let's see how far you go without losing it. Number 11, Down at Papa Joe's.
All right.
Yeah, Down at Papa Joe's, number 11.
From Memphis, the Dixie Bells.
Yep, on Soundstage 7.
Soundstage 7, Red Label, yep.
Yep, number 12, Walking the Dog.
Rufus Thomas, yeah. Another Memphis personality.
Absolutely, on Stax. Number 13, Hey Little Girl. And it isn't the one
wasn't
I would have thought.
Wasn't there a version of that by, there was one by D. Clark?
Yeah, right. I was going to say, right? It's not the one. And that Halo Girl by D. Clark's my all-time favorite backbeat record. But no, this is
Halo Girl.
And it was on OK. It is
Major Lamp?
Yes, absolutely right.
When you gave me the label, they gave it away.
Well, yeah, although a lot of people were on OK, but you're right. Number 14, right. 500 Miles Away from Home.
Bobby Bear.
Yeah, 15, Little Red Rooster.
Sam Cooke.
Yep, 16, Fools Rush In.
Brooke Benton.
No, it's 63, Fools Rush In, and the only thing good about this, it was well-produced. It was on deck.
Ricky Nelson.
Yes, absolutely right, and it was well-produced. That's all you can say
absolutely.
For it.
Absolutely.
Number 17, Mean Woman Blues.
Roy Orbison.
18, Wonderful Summer.
Ooh, good song. Robin Ward.
Right. Actually, Jackie Ward using her daughter's name, Robin.
Jackie Ward, right. Yeah. Right.
Number, 19, Be True to Your School.
Ooh, the Beach Boys.
Yeah, number 20, Since I Fell for You.
Lenny Welch.
Absolutely right. And we could go on and on, but the news is coming up. So hey, 20, knocked them all out of the park. Don't go away. Hang on. We'll confirm that address and call again soon. All right.
Riley, have a good evening.
You
okay,
too.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chuck is absolutely right about all that. Now we'll find out what's going on in the WGN Radio newsroom right here on WGN Radio.
Hard to do when you really love someone. Giving up is hard to do when you still depend upon his warm. Hard to do. I've tried.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And what do they have in common with everybody else we played tonight? The label was Max, M-A-X-X, 1964. It's not much of a clue. I think it's the only record they had out on Max. But maybe the only record anyone had out on Max. I got to check that to be sure before I say. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. It is Monday Night Trivia. If you're listening Friday night, thanks, but don't call. We're live on Monday night, hence Monday Night Trivia, the 9th of January, 2023. 888-876-5593. The problem is getting through on the phone. Well, when you hear somebody hang up, you know that it's your turn. It's just that simple. We've got a question. It's a straggler from last week, so we'll reveal it at the end of the night if nobody gets it, because I never hang them over for more than a second week. But many baldness cures have been tried over the millennia, but according to U.S. News and World Report, at one time, this was the best preventative measure for baldness. And they have proof. I don't know. So, but it's absolutely true. What was it? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. It was guaranteed. All right. So if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't know my trivia question, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit. Love it when it's music related and charts is a particular favorite. And Gary in Austin wants to do that. So Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, I don't know. You know, I've got to try to keep up with Stephanie and Chuck. So it's a tall order to fill.
Yeah.
Getting nervous. You're kind of nervous. So.
Yeah. Well, you got your select antenna, I hope.
Yeah, I did. Okay. I did. And I will be figuring out where I'm going to put it in the bedroom.
You have to put it right in front of the radio, directly in front of the radio.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It's just... And I've got to move some stuff around on that nightstand.
Yeah, it was Fred in Huntsville, Alabama, who contributed that to our stack of prizes, so we thank Fred for doing that. And I thought, who would be a great DXer who might love a select antenna? And I figure that's you. And I think they're just a wonder. They don't make them anymore.
Oh, they are. So, yeah. I had a friend who had one in the 90s. And,
yeah.
They were great.
Well, good. Good, 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 good. All right, so we're going to do January 13th, 1973. That's your request?
Yeah.
Number one, You're So Vain.
Carly Simon.
Number two, Superstition.
Stevie Wonder.
Number three, Me and Mrs. Jones.
Billy Paul.
Number four, Claire.
Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yeah, number gets worse. Number five, Funny Face.
Oh, Donna Fargo.
Mm-hmm. Number six, Your Mama Don't Dance.
Loggins and Messina.
Number seven, Rocket Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu.
Johnny Rivers.
Yep. Number eight, Superfly.
Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah. Number nine, Crocodile Rock.
Elton John.
And number ten, Keeper of the Castle.
Four Tops.
You got them all. Let's see how far you go. Number 11, Living in the Past.
Ooh. At Jethro Tull.
Yes. Number 12, It Never Rains in Southern California.
Albert Hammond.
Yeah. Number 13, Why Can't We Live Together?
Oh.
On Blades. Steve Alamo produced it.
I know it, too. I can hear it in my mind.
Yeah, TK Productions.
What's left of it, anyway.
Right.
It's not coming to me, but I can.
Yeah.
I know.
Well,
I will.
You'll kick yourself. Timmy Thomas.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
I heard stories about how it used to knock down whenever X-Rock would play it. It was kind of fun to look at those tubes, so I've heard.
Oh, yeah. I know. Both the tubes and with X-Rock, if you had the fluorescent light tubes, you could do saber fighting outside the transmitter. They just lit up beautifully.
Yeah. But anyway,
you're a winner.
A lot.
As usual, hang on. I don't think John needs to confirm your address, but just in case, don't go away. All right. So, indeed. Now, Steve in Newark's going to guess on our straggler here. So, Steve, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you, Raleigh.
I got a good guess, I think, on the trivia, but the gentleman before the news that was guessing the artist brought back a memory from back in, when I was in high school. I hung around with a couple of boys. Their names was, believe it or not, Tommy Rowe and Sam Cooke.
All right.
It wasn't them, but
no, of course not.
Try to push it to on the girls.
Right? Yeah. No, of course not. Not in the same place together growing up. But yeah. It's funny when parents, of course, back then the parents probably didn't realize what they were doing. But I've always laughed at Albert Brooks because his real name is Albert Einstein, and I thought, what were his parents thinking? You
know, they were hoping maybe.
Yeah, well, I don't know. His brother, Bob Einstein, was a great writer for the Smothers Brothers show. And, of course, Albert was a great comedian. But Albert Brooks, no, I wouldn't hang that on a kid. Albert Einstein, no thank you.
No.
Yeah. All right, so.
Well, the guesser before me on the trivia was very close to what I'm going to guess, and I'm going to guess crude oil.
Oh, that would be fine. No, that wouldn't be horrible. This is truly horrible. All right, but thanks for trying.
I worked in a refinery. You would not want crude
oil. Oh, no, I would tend to agree with this, but when you hear the answer, if nobody gets it, I'll reveal it at the end of next hour. You'll see how tame crude oil is. All right, thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate it. Yeah, this is draconian. And they like I say, they had proof. I just am beside myself. 888-876-5593. That's 8888-RALEIGH. And let's see, Marlo in Jackson, Tennessee. Hello, Marlo.
Well, hey, Riley, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for the gift. That's so nice of you and John. You put John to work, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. we both worked on picking out the CDs, and John did the certificates and took them to the post office, so yeah.
Well, don't get too many from Vancouver, though. You're going to be in trouble.
Oh, God, I know. When I saw that, I said, $22? Yeah, I thought, thank God he didn't win 30 times. Yeah.
Yeah, I got an answer for that trivia. Is it motor oil?
It is not, but that's a nice guess.
What about Glover's Mane?
Nope, not that either.
Because I know when the dog hair used to leave, they used to put motor oil on that gap and it'll grow that hair back.
Yeah, no, this is so much worse than that.
Oh, okay then. And I want to get your number to that phone line you was talking about.
Which one?
Some guy called in, so you left a message on your phone line?
Oh, yeah, Dave, just leave messages on the same number that you call on the air. When I'm not on the air, it takes messages and I hear them.
Oh, okay, then. I got something I want to say to you. Okay.
Okay, sure. Sure, yeah.
And okay. I'm glad I heard him talking. My radio be going in and out so much it just makes me sick, I tell you.
Yeah, well.
I happen to hear that.
Can't do much about the atmosphere, no matter how much we try.
No. I want to leave a little tribute for you, but if can't nobody guess it, I'm going to tell John.
Okay.
I want somebody to guess how many seconds are in a year.
Okay.
And it's so simple. Well, you want me to tell John K if they can't get
it? The problem with that is that it's easy to look it up. You see?
No, this is tricky, though.
Really?
It's tricky.
Now, yes, are we assuming the year has 365 days? It's not a leap year?
No, how many seconds?
Yeah, I know, but as long as but a leap year would be 366 days. So we won't talk about leap years. We'll talk about years that have 365 days, 31,536,000 seconds.
No.
Well, that's what.
That ain't it.
That ain't it? Okay.
Nope.
So now this is interesting. I'm looking, because obviously they're all online, and they all say 31,536 seconds. But it maybe we've got to play on words here. I don't know.
No, if I tell you, your chair going to turn over, and I'll be right what I tell you. I mean, if you want me to just tell you, I can.
Well, a year is made up of 12 months, or 365 days. Within each day, we have 24 hours. With each hour, there's 60 minutes. With each minute, there's 60 seconds. So
when I tell you, you're going to roll over in your chair, I'm telling you.
All right, well, then I will. Don't tell me. I will have you tell John, and then we'll throw it out there, because as far as my calculator, it says 31,536,000 seconds.
You're going to be shocked. And
all
it's
right.
the truth when I tell you.
All right, good deal. I like it already. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell this is a trick question. Yes, my calculator is not applicable to this answer. I can hear it already. So we'll find out in moments. Laura from Willowbrook's going to take a guess, and Brian from Joliet's doing charts, 1964, August. Johnny D., of course, he wants his hominid question. And Mark in Downers Grove wants 1969 January charts. And Judy in Turnersville, North Carolina, has a trivia guess on our question. Yes, our straggler. Many baldness cures have been tried over the millennia, but according to the U.S. News and World Report magazine, yes, 1997, at one time, this was considered the gold standard. This was the only preventative measure. I still don't understand, and maybe you won't either. Of course, maybe you'll get it before next hour. Otherwise, I'll reveal it right here on WGN Radio.
Young and in love with you. Young and in love.
Spring's in the air. There's magic everywhere.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's another bumper stomper. And what does it have in common with everything else we've played tonight? 1964 on Cap got to number 48 on the pop charts, did not chart R&B. So, who are they? And, yeah, what is this baldness? The best preventative measure for baldness. Yeah. And, oh, man. But like I say, when you start looking in the millennia, I guess this has been an issue in terms of psychological issues for bald men over forever. Because when we look at all the B.C. cures, well, we were talking about 4000 B.C. in Egypt. But even more recently, some people have been hanging upside down from trees. After all, it does work for the orangutan. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. If you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't know my question, you can have your own category. It can be anything. We prove it every night. Well, every Monday night. That's right. Monday night. Emphasis on Monday. So if it's Friday night, sit back and enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, by all means, wait for somebody to hang up. There'll be time for you to get in, and we will talk. Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, thanks, Raleigh.
Yeah.
And hope everybody's feeling better that wasn't feeling good in the last month or so.
Yeah.
I think I had remembered this from when I was a youngster, way back yesterday. The baldness.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure. I know it was related to hair, but I don't know if it was specifically baldness or women's hair. But supposed to wash your head or wash your hair with eggs.
That's not it. That wouldn't be too terrible. I mean, if it didn't work, what could possibly... No, this is just ridiculous.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear the answer.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And let's see, what are we going to do here? Let me have a look. Judy in Turnersville, North Carolina, has got a guest. So, Judy, welcome to WGN Radio.
You're welcome. Hello?
Yeah. What do you
think?
Can
you hear me?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's those plug-ins.
Hair plugs? No, it's not. But that's a nice guess.
No, I knew someone who did it. That's
oh, yeah. Stuff. Yeah, no, this is down through the millennia. Nothing new about this.
Okie dokie. Thank
you. Good deal.
You.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
888-876-5593. That would be 8888-Raleigh. And Sean in Sandwich. Sean, what do you think? Welcome back to WGN Radio.
How you doing, Raleigh? Thanks
all
for
right.
having me.
Yes.
I don't know why this trivia question just totally popped in my head, like the snake oil salesman of yesterday. You know, like for hair loss prevention, you know, try our new secret ingredient, heroin, you know. So I'm thinking like castor oil heroin or beat yourself in the head with a stick or something.
I like it, but not right.
All right.
Thanks for trying and thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. All right. So good deal. Now, I managed to tie lines together. Let me untie them and say goodnight. All right. Good night to both of them. And say hello to, let's see, I'm going to do charts. Brian and Joliet. How's it going, Brian?
Fine, thank you, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. So we're going to do charts, huh?
Yeah. Would that bumper stumper, by any chance, over the phone, it was kind of hard to tell. That wouldn't be Barbara Lewis, would it be?
No, it would not.
Last week you played Barbara Lewis's Hello, Stranger, and...
Actually, you're wrong. Wait. You're wrong. I played Yvonne Elliman's Hello, Stranger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Barbara wrote it, that's for sure, but what I played was Yvonne Elliman.
Oh, but Barbara Lewis did the original,
right? Of course, and she wrote it.
And the Dells sound backup, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to try August 1964 chart topper, if I may.
All right, we can do that. See how you do here. Get August out. All right. All righty then. Here we are. August 15th, mid-August. Here we go. Number one, Everybody Loves Somebody.
Dean Martin.
Number two, Where Did Our Love Go?
Supremes.
Number three, A Hard Day's Night.
Beatles.
Number four, Ragdoll.
Four Seasons.
Five, Under the Boardwalk.
Drifters.
Six, Wishin' and Hopin'.
Dusty Springfield.
Seven, The Little Old Lady from Pasadena.
Jan and Dean.
Eight, Come On and Swim. Come on, everybody. It was on Autumn. He was from the Bay Area.
Bobby.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
Bobby.
You can do this.
Forgot. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Bobby Freeman. We can move on. Number nine. I Want to Love Him So Bad.
I Want to Love Him So Bad?
Yeah. Are you saying you don't remember it? Let me get it for you here. Let me find it, because you'll know it, I think. Yeah. It was on Redbird, by the way, if that helps. But here here they are in their glory and splendor.
Down, 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 view, view. Down, 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 view, view. He lives in my neighborhood. When he walks
is that the Shirelles?
No, it's the Jelly Beans.
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
And number 10 is The House of the Rising Sun.
Oh, The Animals.
All right, well, that's 80%. We make you a winner.
Well, thank you, Raleigh. Have a wonderful day and tomorrow.
Yes, you too. Hang on, don't go away. All right.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, the Jelly Beans. Doesn't everybody remember? Okay, maybe not. So 888-876-5593. We're going to get to Lee in Baltimore, who knows a couple bumpers, I do think. TJ in DeKalb has got some questions here. And we got Mark in Downers Grove, who wants 1969 charts. And Johnny D and his hominids. Sounds like a group. And Karen in Chicago heard a bumper she knows. All right. So I think we'll count Karen's win, but I think Lee in Baltimore is going to knock that one off while he knocks off another one. But we'll see. All this and more is coming up. But first, let's find out what's happening in the WGN Radio newsroom on WGN Radio.
There was a time when you could snap your fingers and I'd come a running to you, but try it now. Now come on, try it now, and you're gonna find when you do.
What a fine record. That's your Bumper Stumper. What does it have in common with everything else we played? And who is it? Who is it's easier than what does it have in common with everything else? But by now, somebody should have figured that out, I do believe. If you don't figure out the theme tonight, well, it might be a holdover for Monday Night Trivia next week on WGN Radio. We'll see. All right, in the meantime, if you don't know my question, and that is, many baldness cures have been tried over the millennia, but according to U.S. News and World Report, at one time, this was the best preventative measure for baldness. Yeah, what? And I can't believe there were studies. All right, and it's been suggested through the eons. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, and Lee is in Baltimore. Lee, welcome to WGN Radio. Lee, speak to me, Lee. Oh, Lee, don't go away. You were a winner. Oh, Lee didn't wait. Oh, Lee called back. All right, so, well, I know one of the things that Lee knew, Karen knows, too. So, Karen, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. I wanted to guess the Bumper Stumper, the one, not this one, the one before.
Uh-huh.
I believe that was Ruby and the Romantics.
Of course it was Ruby and the Romantics. You're absolutely right. Yes. 1964
you know
what? On
cap. It reminded me, you remember the one, Our Day Will Come? That
was,
and
yeah.
It reminded me so much of that.
Yeah.
And I listened to her voice and I kept saying, I know who she is. I know
yeah.
who she is. All of a sudden, click in.
Yep, Ruby Nash, you're absolutely right. Well, hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Holy cow.
Yeah, Ruby was actually still performing until fairly recently. She was from Akron, and she wound up, you know, with a day job. She was working for, I hope I didn't complete, well, I don't know what I did. But yeah, I'm not sure what I did there. But in any event, there's room for you, as you'll see. But she wound up, as I say, performing until fairly recently, mostly lounge acts and stuff like that. But just an all-around great artist, I thought, and never really got her due. Didn't do that well on the R&B charts and on the pop charts, you know, to a degree, but her stuff was just terrific. All right, so let's see. Sal in Pittsburgh knew that as well, so Karen got it, Sal. So, of course, it was not the Marvelettes version, but want to guess on any other Bumper Stumpers? All right, Sal.
No, this is Sal. Hi, how are you?
Yes, right. Well, like I said, Karen got Ruby and the Romantics, which was the right answer.
Yeah, she beat me to the punch. Hey, Ruby Nash, I she was from Akron, and
yes.
I think she started a family after the hits sort of went out, and then she worked as a cashier for a long time at the big grocery chain in northeastern Ohio. In western Pennsylvania, the name of the store is Giant Eagle, but they're the big one up there. But thanks, I got your package today.
Good.
From my, I won back in April when we were talking, and I wanted to thank you so much for Wilmer and the Dukes. You gave that show. Oh, it was so great to hear about Wilmer. And well, the late Wilmer.
Yes.
And he passed. He'd been living in California. His sister was caring for him for many years. And also, the story you did about the Dell Vikings. You must have done a lot of preparation for that because I didn't realize that was what it was so complex.
Yeah, no, well, because of the two different groups and all that and the underage. And, yeah, there were all sorts of things that caused that to be just a cluster. But the guys never did disagree. They got along with each other, even though there were two different groups.
Yeah, and, well, thank you, and we'll call you again.
I'm counting on it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, good deal. So, yeah, Wilmer Alexander died at 78. That's been a couple of years ago now. Yeah, guitarist for Wilmer and the Dukes. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Nancy's a first-time caller. She's in Round Lake. So, Nancy, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you. This is exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited you called.
Yeah, I'm 85 years old, but
okay.
I don't sleep that much, so I usually listen to you all the time.
Well, I'm here for you, and thanks for calling.
I want to answer the trivia question.
Okay, what do you think?
Kerosene.
That's pretty awful, but that's not it.
Oh, I thought I had it.
I like it, though. Yes, I could see all the problems that would arise, but that's not it. But if you think of something else, call me back.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right,
bye.
So good to meet Nancy in Round Lake. So, yeah. Always defer to those first-time callers. So, TJ in DeKalb, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, how you be? How you doing?
All right, how about yourself? What's up?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Okay, I have three questions. I should know this, but I don't. What is a parabolic microphone, and what is a parabolic antenna? And the other question is, I called you about a month ago when you were up against the news, and I asked you about what happened to WoWo, and you had a sad story about WoWo.
Oh, I do, and what I want you to do, and I'll say it again, Tuesday through Thursday, when we're not doing trivia, I'll tell you all that stuff. Now, did you also ask me about Amex?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, see, I've been saving that. So you got to call me when it's not a Monday night, and we can talk about all of that.
Oh, okay.
How do I describe parabolic microphones? Microphones are using a parabolic reflector. So what it does is it puts the sound waves onto a transducer. It's kind of the same way that a parabolic antenna, which, by the way, a good example of a parabolic antenna would probably be a satellite dish, but a parabolic reflector is, you know, when you look at a satellite dish, you can see one. And it's a surface that's used to collect and project energy. And it doesn't have to be sound. It can be. It can be radio waves, things like that. It also can be light. And they're circular for the most part. And, you know, you can probably look up all these things, but it's the principle of reflection more than anything else. So, a paraboloid is usually three-dimensional, and a parabola is two-dimensional. And so, you know, one's a sphere, the other's a circle. But usually they'll just, you know, say it together. I could give you a formula, but this is not gonna matter to you. Just I don't know, look up spherical reflectors probably, or just look up parabolics. I bet you they'll tell you. But that's what it is. It's a reflection method.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
I will call.
I am counting on that. Yes, please do.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So haven't forgotten that at all. And parabolics in optics, you see that a lot of time. Telescopes or stage spotlights use them. Car headlights can use them. And again, probably just looking at point to point, like microwave dishes and stuff like that. That's all parabolic. All right. So 888-8. What do I win? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh, and anybody who really knows engineering would shoot me for those descriptions, but it's the best I could do. So, what do we have here? We have Johnny D. He wants his hominids. Of course he does. So, Johnny D., welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, hi. But what is a parabolic parable?
right. I guess we'll have to start talking about bird calls. There you go. Because that would be a fine use.
Mrs. Moneybags, Mrs. Yeah. Moneybags, I got my my gift. I got my prizes. And it better be worth something, because the postage on it was $22.45.
I know.
And I'm in the lower 48.
I know.
Not over in Canada.
No, but believe me, I know. And we mailed out almost 1,000, so you can figure it. You can do the math. It was
yeah,
not.
Yeah, so I called you Mrs. Moneybag.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Thinking, man, she got about $2,000-$3,000 on the postage.
Absolutely, yes. But
wow.
you know, we should have done it earlier than a year.
Well, you know, mine's still in the box, Raleigh. Beck, my wife came. She took it in the house, and I was still sleeping. And then I got up. She goes, "What you do? Win a major award?" I said, "What are you talking about?" So she said, there's a big box over here from that Raleigh James show. So I seen it. It's still in the box because I thought, I'm going to take some pictures. Me and Caesar downstairs and Caesar's Palace when I open it, you know.
Well, right, and we have your brother's certificate in there, too.
Yeah, I know. John told me that last week, but I haven't opened it yet, Raleigh, because I wanted to take some pictures and my wife wasn't available to do it.
Okay.
So, I mean, she was here at the time, but then I didn't want to do it because I was doing other things.
Right.
Tonight, what happened to your stream? It went off the air. I'm listening.
It did?
Yeah, it did. I'm listening. I'm watching. I got the TV muted because Georgia.
Is it my stream that went off there? Wait a minute.
It was your stream off your site.
I got to see this because I don't know why. Are you getting the noisy clock? What are you getting?
No, it was just went blank. The woman that was calling from said she was going to call back maybe. I forget. That's when it went out. And that was an hour ago or something. But it's back on now because I'm listening to it.
Yeah, it's there. I just heard your dulcet tones there. It's back.
Yeah, so I know, but it went off for about 15 minutes.
I'm
watching
Believe that was at my end, but it could have been anywhere in the world, you know, because you know how this stuff works.
I don't really know, you know. But anyhow, let me see. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to open my gift tomorrow and take some pictures, and then I'll send them to you, and then I'll maybe call you tomorrow. Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
But anyhow, let me say this. I'm going to do hominid, but I was thinking about the baldness, cure thing. I want to take a guess. And I was going along the lines that James was guessing that last week, but I'm thinking you take a mixture of... you grind up some minoxidil tablets, some powder cocaine, and Viagra, and then you chop it all up. You mix it with some beer, rub it on your head. Everything wakes up, stands up, and grows.
Well, the reality is, I guess if you tried that, you probably wouldn't care that you didn't have hair, but it wouldn't do a damn thing for the hair.
I figured something's got to happen, you know.
Yeah, well.
Minoxidil, Viagra, cocaine. Yeah. Something's got to happen. Okay, that was just screwing around. I thought I'd take a guess. What did Mandy got for me this week?
Yeah, I think she does these questions so that I'll have trouble pronouncing them, because obviously I'm terrible at this, so we'll try.
Come on, Raleigh, you're a magna cum summa cum laude,
I never had... Oranthopithecus come up in a discussion. Oranthopithecus macedonensis. All right, that's what we're talking about. That's the Orantho.
Spell the first O. Spell the Orantho thing.
O U R A N O Pithecus, P I T H E C U S.
Say it again.
O U R A N O. Orano.
Oranopithecus. Okay,
and then the next word after Oranopithecus is Macedonianesis.
Macedonianesis. Okay, go ahead.
A, was the size of extant chimpanzees. B, had a small...
Wait, stop. You taught me that word last time, couple of weeks ago. Extant?
Yeah, they're still alive.
Still alive. Yeah. Existing. Yeah, what that means?
Yeah, that's good. Right, existing. I like that.
Okay. So, and it's the size of an existing chimpanzee.
Right. Or B.
Okay.
Had a small, pear-shaped nose. C. Had dental features similar to those of Australopithecus afarensis.
Afarensis, yeah.
Very good. See, you're good at this. Or D. Had a lingual morphology of the upper incisors different from that of extant great apes.
Lee, say that last one again. Say that again.
Had a lingual morphology of the upper incisors.
Wait, stop.
Yes.
A lingual morphology. That means a mouth morphology?
Yeah, well, lingual. Yeah, lingual basically means near or the side toward the tongue. lingual dexterity, you know, the people who can tie tie things with their tongues. You know, that's lingual. All right. So,
oh, yeah, I used to know a girl.
Yeah, right. We all knew somebody who could do that. I'm not sure what it proved, but yes, it was good at parties. So that would be it. So we know they have a talented tongue. In addition to that, of course, morphology is just basically the study of forms. So, you know, it's a biology branch that deals with, you know, form and the relationship between structure. So like the tongue is to the mouth is to that kind of thing. All right.
Yeah.
So,
morphology. I get it.
Had a lingual morphology of the upper incisors different from that of extant great apes.
Upper incisors.
Yeah, your eye teeth.
Existing.
Yeah, existing great apes. Different from existing great apes.
Different from existing great apes. Upper incisors?
Yeah. So those are our four choices.
Okay. Now, you said, what was the third one about?
Had dental features similar to those of Australopithecus afarensis. How do you say it?
Uh-huh. And this is Orthodontia who?
This is the Oranpithecus macedonius. I know that Amanda hates me. All right, so...
okay, it's number three.
Okay, but it's number four. It's the lingual morphology of the upper incisors, different from that of the extant great apes. Well, I don't know. I couldn't ask them. The apes are just silent.
Jeez, old man.
Yep.
No kidding. It had different incisors than a great ape?
It had a lingual morphology of the upper incisors different from that of the existing great apes. Mm-hmm.
Jeez, oh, man.
So you'll have to look for one of these
guys. Well, I don't know much
guys.
About the Orthodontius or Magnusius or whatever that goes.
Yeah, right, exactly. The OM.
But when did it exist? How many millions of years?
Who the hell knows? What? I can look it up, maybe.
Look it up real quick. I'm curious.
All right,
I don't have anything to look it up.
Oranopithecus. I can't believe I'm doing this. It's a primate. Here we are. All right. Spelled the whole thing out. Oh, they've got beautiful pictures here. It's a prehistoric species of Oranopithecus from the late Miocene of Greece. Is when the Macedonia, right?
Macedonia?
Right, probably so. And
oh my God.
It was discovered in Macedonia, actually, and examination of dental remains and associated bovid species indicate a habitat of low tree cover and a rich herbaceous layer.
In Europe?
Yeah, Greece in particular.
Jeez, oh man.
So,
okay. So that had to be like, maybe about hundreds of thousands of years
ago.
Yes, yes.
It had large canine teeth with shearing lower premolars.
Oh, well, then, you know, that was rather newer.
Yeah, it's considered then that the diet consisted of harder foods such as nuts.
Yeah, they all ate nuts and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, she got me this week, so...
Well,
I got
so,
one up and one so I'm even.
Well, so this was 9.6 million years ago, so I can see how you'd forget. We'll talk to you later.
9.6 million?
Yeah.
And it was discovered in Macedonia?
Yeah. Well, not living, obviously, the remains.
No, I'm saying, because I'm thinking hundreds of thousands, because Macedonia's in Europe. Most of them things
I gotta,
are...
I got to stop right now. John says I need to make money for WGN.
All right,
so,
bye-bye.
Okay, bye. So we'll do that right now on WGN Radio.
Cause I hold me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's the third hour of Monday Night Trivia, and if our straggler from last week isn't gotten by the end of the hour, I will reveal. Many baldness cures have been tried over the millennia, but according to U.S. News and World Report, at one time, this was the best preventative measure. What? And I still say, you got to be kidding me. And, yeah, we'll see how you do on that. So any more, I'd probably be giving it away, so we won't do that. We also have bumper stumpers. You've heard several of them now, and hopefully you have figured out the theme. But if not, even if you know the artist, you're a winner with that alone. And we've had a lot of them tonight. Yeah, we've had the Majors guest and the Drifters. Yeah, Ruby and the Romantics. You betcha. So we've got a few that haven't been, and there's room for you, you too. So what does, let's see what we're doing here. I believe that Steve in Newark has a guess. So what do you think, Steve?
I'm going to try again. I've heard this was tried for other medical things. How about leeches?
Oh, God, not leeches. Not on the head or anywhere else.
You said it was disgusting.
Oh, yeah, it's much worse than that. Okay, thanks. All right.
Okay,
good deal. Yes, don't die, whatever you do. And call us again soon. All right, so now Mark in Downers Grove has been waiting a long time to play charts, and we want to play charts with him. So, Mark, how's it going tonight?
I'm contented, and I want to try Marlowe's question.
Oh, yes. And I loved his answer, by the way. I should have figured it out. So what do you think?
Well, each year has 12 months.
Yeah.
Each month has a second day and a 22nd day. So we have 24 seconds in a year.
That's pretty good. Actually, he went with 12 for just the seconds. But yes, that's exactly where
seconds.
He was going on this. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, good old Marlowe.
Yes.
I like him.
I do, too. So we're going to do 1969, huh? January.
This week, yeah.
January of 1969. Oh, yes. I remember it well.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Number one, I heard it through the grapevine.
Marvin Gaye.
Number two, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me.
Oh, Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Yes, I'm afraid. And it was a duo.
Oh. The Delphonics?
No. Temptations. It was the Supremes and the Temptations.
Oh, dear.
Well.
All right.
Yes, and originally, of course, Dee Dee Warwick and then Madeline Bell, but the big hit turned out to be the Supremes and the Temptations, made Jerry Ross a wealthy man. Number three, Soulful Strut.
Oh, I think that's
You can do this.
I know it's an instrumental.
Yes, and you know that it's Chicago.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's why is my mind slipping on this one?
You'll be upset.
I know I will.
Yeah.
Soulful Strut. And I know it became an instrumental after being a vocal.
Well, I think it was the other way around, actually, but you're talking about...
Or vocal after instrumental.
You're talking about the Barbara Acklin.
Am I
the Same Sweet Girl? It was former members of Ramsey Lewis Trio. Will that help?
Yeah.
One was Isaac, and the other was L.D.
Yeah. No, I know it's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, Isaac Holt and L.D. Young Holt.
Young
Holt Unlimited, yes.
Holt Young Unlimited.
Yes. Yes, Young Holt Unlimited. But yes, all right. So
Young Holt Unlimited, all right.
Yeah, I missed that. Number four, Crimson and Clover.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Number five, Hooked on a Feeling.
E.J. Thomas.
Number six, Wichita Lineman.
Glenn Campbell, written by Jimmy Webb.
Number seven, For Once in My Life.
Stevie Wonder.
Number
Steve
eight,
Evelyn Morris.
Touch Me.
The Doors.
Number nine, Worst That Could Happen.
Oh, another Jimmy Webb composition.
Yeah, come on, you
I know
can do
the
this.
Name of,
well, yeah, they used to be.
I know the name.
Yeah, they used to be the Crests. They were on co-ed. Then they came back, and they were named because no one would believe they'd come back.
Oh, gosh. Maybe it's because I'm lying down. I don't know.
I'll sit up,
but I still...
Yeah, it was the Brooklyn Bridge, and...
The Brooklyn Bridge,
That's right, and when the Crest said, we're going to have another hit, years later, he'd be more likely to sell the Brooklyn Bridge. They said, that'll be our name.
And it has, Here Comes the Bride at the end.
Oh, does it? Oh, that's a shame. Number 10,
yes.
Son of a Preacher Man.
Or not Here Comes the Bride, but Dusty Springfield.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you got 70%, so I guess we consider that a win, though.
You could have done better. Oh, boy. I should have done better on that one.
Yes, you should have.
Maybe I've got developing dementia. I don't know, but I got the second one.
Yeah, right. You got the second one, so I guess not. I guess your mental dexterity is safe. All right, well, we'll confirm your address and start another stash.
Okay.
So hang on. Don't go away. All right. So yes, Mark in Downers Grove is a winner. All right. Scotty's going to guess a bumper. All right, Scotty, welcome back to WGN. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm just hanging in there, Rod. I'm just getting to run around so much I haven't got disgusted.
Oh, I hate that.
Was that Shirley and the Shirelles the last?
Yes, it absolutely was. Maybe tonight.
Well, I called to give Giving Up.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Absolutely right.
And I'm still waiting for my package. Everybody got this package. I ain't had no mail, regular mail.
Really?
And I finally got mail today. And you know, Riley, with my phone, I tried to get information to call the post office and see if they had a substitute mail carrier.
Yeah.
And they say my phone, you can't call information on my phone.
I didn't know you could call information on any phone, but what service are you using?
I just got a T-Mobile.
Oh, yeah. Well, the cell carriers, I don't think, have information.
Yeah, okay. And then I tried to call operator, and you can't call operator. But now they say everybody got internet now. So
right. They
say they done discontinued operating 411.
Exactly. So you got to look them up online. But if you have T-Mobile, you've got a cell phone. And if you have a cell phone, you've got a browser. And on that browser, whatever it is, like if it's an Android, it's probably a Google Chrome. If it's an iPhone, it's probably Safari. But whatever it is on that browser, you can look it up there. Really easy.
Well, I have to get together. Oh, and you were talking about Ruby and the Romantics.
Yeah.
You know, they was the poor Gladys Knight and the Pips. That's why everybody said that he was, you know, trying to be Gladys Knight, you know.
You know.
And she always had to take a back burner to Gladys Knight.
I can see
and,
that.
She was a nice group, though.
Oh, they were great. They were very good. And they were almost reminiscent of the pop standard era. And
right.
You know, they did a lot of lounge work. And they were just tremendous. I mean, they worked a lot. And she went off and got a job at AT&T and retired from AT&T.
Yeah, I heard you say some time back that she's in her 80s now, about 81, 82.
Oh, no, she's almost 90. She was born in June of 1934.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she'll be 88 this year. Or 89 this year. Wait a minute, she'll be 89 this year. Yeah.
God is good. God is good.
Yes. And from what I understand, she's still doing well.
Well, I finally got mail today, and I thought sure my thing would be there.
Well,
I've been hearing all last week they started talking about they got their packages, and I hadn't got no mail, you know, for the longest.
Well,
and today I got Bob Waters,
right?
People Magazine, and a whole bunch of stuff. But no Roger James.
Oh, no. Hopefully it'll come.
I'm going to the post office.
Yeah, I definitely let me know when it comes, because it should have been there today. You're right.
Well, it might be there. I might be at the post office.
Okay. Well, I hope so. Let us know.
I sure will. And keep up the doo-wop to laugh. And Johnny B., you have a tough category, man. You really have a tough category.
Yeah, it's tougher for me. I can't pronounce any of those words.
Yeah, hey, I never heard of the words. Right. Just, I don't pronounce them.
Yeah, you know, you look
but
at it.
I really admire your show, though, Riley.
Oh, well, it's great to talk
and
to you.
And I feel like we all a big family.
Yes,
I
and that
like
is
I
true.
I know so many of them,
Well,
and I'll be pulling for them just like I'm trying to answer the question. Come on, you can do it. You can do it.
Exactly. Well, keep us posted on how you're doing.
I sure will.
All right,
and,
thanks.
I will get back to you tomorrow sometime.
Oh, good. Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Have a blessed night, everybody.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Right,
God bless.
So, John, make sure you write down Scotty. He won. He won, he won, he won. He knew several of the artists, so we start his new stash as well. All right. And let's see. Fran and Austin knew her Shirelles, too. So did you know any of the other ones? I think we lost Fran. She gave up when she heard Scotty Ace It. Well, who would blame her? 888-876-5593. Many baldness cures over the millennia, but according to U.S. News and World Report, at one time, this was the best preventative measure. People signed on for this. They said, yep, this is what you need to do. You got to be kidding me. And then I see there were studies, meaning that people did it. What? All right, well, what is it? 888-876-5593. It's a lot harder than standing on your head. That was one, yeah. Or bat milk. Right, the Sun tabloid. This was in recent times, like in the last 40 years, published that a Swiss farmer, Gerhard Flitt, discovered that bat milk was the cure, and he was selling it for $3,500 an ounce. All right, yeah. Oh, God knows who bought it. But no, it's not bat milk, and it's not wishful thinking, and we've given up on animal poop. All right, now, we have many variations of that over the millennia. No, doing a headstand would be simpler, but no. The animal poop poultice, any animal of your choice, no. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll talk to Adele, we'll talk to James, we'll talk to you two coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So, what does this have in common with everything else we've played tonight? And who is that? 888-876-5593. Maybe I'll give it away with this, but 1965 on Liberty. All right, so 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. If we don't get our straggler question at the end of the night, I shall reveal the answer. And, yeah, now again, this was at one time considered the best preventative measure. And, man, they were convinced. Yes, and some say it still is. All right, then. So, Adele in Springfield, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good morning, Miss Riley. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I can't complain.
Good.
A thought with Scotty, it was in today's news. They're getting rid of the 0 and 411 service from AT&T because everybody on their cell phone uses Google now to search up any of the phone numbers. So they got rid of that live operator service.
Yeah, I'm surprised it lasted that long. Some of the carriers know. And what I wonder is most state public utilities commission will not let companies drop landlines, even though we know they're more VOIP than landlines, but still. So I wonder, for people who have landlines, are they still getting directory assistance?
Yeah, I'm not sure because
not either.
I would think they would.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, yeah, or would PUCs let them give that up? I'll have to look that up. Mm.
Second thought, I had a question for the host. I know we do the trivia, but you probably know when the first time rock and roll was mentioned in a song?
Yeah, a 60-Minute Man, Billy Ward and the Dominoes, going to rock 'em and roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-Minute Man, 1951. Now, of course, Billy Ward and the Dominoes weren't singing about music. They were singing about, you know, fornicating, obviously.
Right.
And that rock and roll was an old phrase for that from, you know, a long, long, long time ago. But it was Alan Freed who heard the record and said, that's a rock and roll record, and kind of purloined it for music. But that was that was the one. But
I thought you would know that. But my question is, do you know the first mention of heavy metal. There was a 1968 song.
And they said
my favorite song.
They said heavy metal in it.
Heavy metal in it. 1968.
Born to Be Wild. They were talking about the motorcycle.
Good for you. You're absolutely right, Steppenwolf.
Yeah, I like Smoking Lightning, Heavy Metal, Thunder, Racing with the Wind, and the Feeling That I'm Under. Yeah.
I thought I'd catch on that one. Yep, absolutely right.
Yeah.
And my guess for this disgusting thing that you're talking about, now, where I come from, they do use this. And I was thinking, I asked Johnny, is any of the bodily excrements already mentioned? And he said poop was mentioned.
Yeah, we've kind of ruled them out. How about what? Urine?
Urine.
No urine.
Sperm?
No.
Okay, well, because you sound disgusted.
Oh, I am. I am. I'm not disgusted for that reason. I'm actually horrified. I'm not disgusted.
I was thinking when you said horrified, is I know like there's something called like a bee therapy. You know how you put bees around you and then they let them sting you?
Nope, it's worse than that.
It's worse than that. Well, then, I don't know.
All right.
Now, could you give me a question? I know the Pope passed away. I was thinking maybe like a Catholic or a Bible question.
Okay.
Anything.
You want Bible trivia. Well, hang on.
The Pope passed away.
Hang on. I'm going to have to look up the appropriate Bible question for you. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. We'll put Adele on hold, and we'll come back with Bible trivia. Why not? And Judy is in Grays Lake. So, Judy, what do you think?
Oh, my goodness. If nothing else, you're going to get a chuckle. Hemorrhoid preparation?
No, it's not hemorrhoid preparation. But hemorrhoid preparation has been used for a number of things that I cannot outline on this show.
Oh, supposedly. I mean, I think this was going like back in the Stone Age when I read 17 magazine.
Uh-huh, right.
It was, all right, good for getting the puffiness under your eyes out.
Yes, well, they temporarily relieve swelling anywhere, but no, we can say that on the radio. I was talking about the things we couldn't. So, yes, I would say that none of that stuff will necessarily work, but what we're talking about here is not along these lines at all. No one's come close, and this is time-tested, and I hope not recently.
Did it actually even work, though?
Oh, guaranteed. It worked. It worked. 100% guaranteed it worked. Aha, so you got to think about that.
Can we narrow it down to, like, animal, insect?
Nope. You're not thinking along the right lines. I'll just say that.
Electricity.
Yeah, when all else fails, shock them. No. But keep thinking. All right, Judy. Call me back if anything else comes to mind.
All right, good deal.
Yes, everybody's been on the wrong course on this, is what I'm going to tell you. You're going in the wrong direction on this question. But, and I don't know, maybe we'll get a winner with that. But yes, at one time, this was the best preventative measure for baldness, guaranteed. There were studies. I can't imagine. 888-876-5593. But right now, we're going to go over to the WGN Radio newsroom and find out what's happening in the world at large on WGN Radio.
I would cross the desert sands on my knees and hands for you, girl.
WGN you. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia. We've got, less than a half hour, and I'll reveal our question if we don't get ourselves a winner. But, by the way, this is our bumper stumper. And what can I tell you about them? Well, 1965 on Columbia, got to 23 on the R&B charts, 93 on the pop charts, and it has something in common with every other song we played. And like I say, I may keep this theme for next week, not sure yet, but I won't reveal the theme, but maybe you know who this is, yeah, or maybe not. During the news break, I was actually looking up landline phones because, some states, the Public Utilities Commission, have not allowed the landline providers to give up that service in the true sense. However, you're seeing more and more cases where you think you've got a landline phone, but you don't. It's going into a VOIP system, or in some cases, like community phone, it's actually going to cell towers, and you're getting an ATA at home to, plug into. And that's not a landline, even though they'd like to tell you that it's a landline, it's not. But the question is, what type of information and operator services are available? And increasingly, very few. For instance, CenturyLink, they'll be happy to provide directory assistance. It's between $2 and $8 a call, depending on where you are. So it's interesting. I haven't done any research on this in a while. I haven't had a business sense to need to know. But in the past, I know that the PUCs across the country were really sticking it to landline companies, saying, you're not going to drop this. But maybe that is changing. All right. Now, Karen in Chicago says she's still got 411. All right, Karen, so who's your provider?
Hi, Comcast. And I have 411. Well, it costs $1.95
right.
a call.
Right.
But you know what? I have a landline now. If Scotty needed to reach 411, I'd be happy to have him call me, and we can do a three-way, and he can reach 411 that way.
He can go ahead and search it on a web browser. It won't be a problem.
Oh,
but
okay.
when you say you've got Comcast, you don't have a landline. You've got VOIP.
But it works.
It's voice over internet protocol. You've got a little ATA that you plug your phone into, right? A little device that you plug your phone.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Well, it's magic then. What does your phone plug into?
The jack in the wall, and then, of course, there's the modem from the internet.
Bingo. Right.
No.
Well, that's.
But I don't think it's. I don't know. I'm not real smart about that kind of stuff.
It's an ATA is an analog telephone adapter, and you've got one somewhere in the mix, even if it's in your modem. But the bottom line is that yes, you're on voice over internet protocol, not like landlines, but they don't necessarily want to tell you that.
I just wanted to offer that if he needed to reach it, then
yeah.
I could do that.
I understand that.
Before.
But at this point, since he's got a cell phone, I want to get him on that browser so he can do it for himself all the time.
Sure.
All
sure.
right, good deal.
I just did it the other day for a blind friend who had to get 411.
Well, and when you are blind, as you know, you can probably apply to get that for free, because most states require them to provide that for free.
Really?
Oh, yes. And so you might want to.
Well,
it's not a question of what company. It could be all of them. You want to check with the Public Utilities Commission, because usually for blind people and for other people who are adaptively impaired, who otherwise cannot do the online searches and stuff, they will force you to get free service. So check that out.
I can go. I found I can ask Alexa for phone numbers. Again.
Well, of course. That's searching the internet. Doesn't matter. But sure you can. That's fine. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Illinois PUC has rulings that the vision impaired have to get directory assistance for free. Check it out.
Oh well, I could call the state and see if I can.
Yes, you could.
I have the state information.
Yeah, Public Utilities Commission is how it is. And in Illinois, I think it's called the Illinois Commerce Commission, the ICC. The Illinois Commerce Commission. And but I will find out for sure. But I'm pretty sure that any public utility falls under ICC.
Would the Citizens Utility Board have that?
They'd probably be happy to tell you how to get there.
Yeah, I have their number.
Right. So absolutely.
Well,
call them.
That's good to know.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, let me know what they say, because most states will force that.
Sure will.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Good deal.
Bye.
Yeah, it's a couple forms you fill out, but and again, things are rapidly changing, so I don't know what is going on everywhere, but I can tell you that for sure in most states, the PUC, or, you know, Citizens Utility Board is a good enough place to start. The ICC will, in fact, force that. So I'll check that out. And Karen will too. 888-876-5593. 888-888-RALEIGH. And what do we have here? I see we did talk to Judy, and I appreciate, and we talked to Adele, and that's good. I'm clearing lines, so you can call, and I hope you will. 888-876-5593. Suzanne, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Raleigh, this sounds so counterintuitive, I don't even know how to say it clearly. But they sign up to be frightened.
Oh, my God, that's not it.
No, because I don't read horror stuff, but I had a compendium of short stories.
Uh-huh.
And I was reading one, there were just a few pages, you know. I was reading one, and I never in my life was so horrified. It was horrible. And then after a few pages, I was roped into it, but I went back and looked who the author was, and it was Stephen King. And if I had looked at the author before I just keep reading. I don't pay attention to the authors. I never would have even started it. They frighten you so badly that, you know, like in this one, to get people to stop smoking, they followed you around and they knew everything you were doing. And if you took a cigarette, someone would cut off your finger.
Oh, God.
And if you took a second cigarette, they cut off a family member's.
Uh-huh. Well, that would get you to stop smoking, I guarantee it.
Yeah. And they did that freely. You know, they freely signed up for it. So I wondered if there was some kind of shock value that could make your hair follicles activate, you know.
That's a wonderful guess. It has nothing to do with the answer, but it's a wonderful guess.
And it wouldn't have to do with, like, using ice water, because that closes your pores.
Right.
Hot water opens them, but that would be more normal.
Yeah. Nope.
That wouldn't be horrifying. Well, and the other thing is, I've got so many books here on health and recipe books that are like reprints from the 1800s, early 1900s.
Those can be interesting.
Oh, they are. And I'm sure this is in there, but I can't reach it currently. So.
Yeah, no, I don't think they did. At least I hope to hell they didn't.
But you said they said it works.
Oh, guaranteed. So I'll be thinking about that. Absolutely guaranteed.
And the other thing is, you and Johnny D, oh my God, I laugh so hard. I get asthma attack almost, and I don't have asthma. When you get going with those words, and you act like you're so knowledgeable and you so know how to say it, and you keep such a straight face in your voice, when I'm just dying laughing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm looking at these saying I need to buy a few vowels from Vanna White. Yeah, something. Right.
It's just so much fun, though. And then when I listen to the rerun, you know, I go into the program again, especially like that day I missed the first half because I fell asleep. So I went in to see what that was, and then he comes up again, and you're just so professional. When you're just laughing and giggling inside.
Not a clue, you know. I might as well be Swahili for all I know.
I know, but it's just so funny. If you could hear it yourself for the first time, you know, I mean, you know what you're going to say, but
not always.
I mean, we all know what's going to come of it, but still, if you could just hear for the first time what it sounds like, it's just so funny.
All right. Well, good deal. I'm glad I made you laugh. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, thanks. Yes, indeed. So 888-876-5593. And, oh, good, Scotty's back. He heard another bumper, he knows. So what'd you hear, Scotty?
I heard For You by the Spellbinders.
Absolutely right, 1965.
But also, Riley, I want to thank that lady who offered to put me on three-way call. I think that was just beautiful of her.
Yeah.
And she don't know much how much I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was Karen.
That was really nice of her.
Really was.
That was really nice, and I really appreciate it.
No,
and thank you
too.
For checking into that there phone stuff, because a lot of people are wondering about that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going away.
I forget the lady's name. Just that quick. My man goes that quick. But you tell her, I hope she's still listening.
That was Karen,
really appreciate that.
All right.
That was really beautiful of her.
Yeah.
And God bless everybody, and have a beautiful night.
Okay, thanks. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
So, yes, indeed. And most states, like I say, the PUCs will say, you're going to provide this if you're providing quote-unquote landline service. I say quote-unquote because increasingly it isn't truly landline service, but if it's being marketed that way, well. All right, so we'll get to, everybody. Tom in Kentucky and Debbie in Raleigh and Mike in DeKalb, Illinois. James on the south side has guesses and has usually got me another 782 wonderful links. So, when you hear somebody hang up, it'll be your time to call in, but you got about 10 minutes left tonight and that's it, and I'll be revealing the answer. And like I say, the clue that I'm going to give you is that nobody's been on the right track so far. And this is according to U.S. News and World Report that this was the best preventative measure for baldness, all right? And it probably still is, but hopefully they can't get a panel together to prove it. They have in the past. I don't know who these hapless people were. What were they thinking? All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's our final bumper stumper, and I know there are people saying, but I can't get in, the lines are busy, and that is absolutely true. But we're going to keep this theme for next week, I do believe, if I can pull it off again. And maybe you'll figure out the theme, and we'll have another crop of bumper stumpers for you, too. In the meantime, if you get in the next few minutes, well, you'll be a winner. So now, let's see what Chuck in Downers Grove has come up with this time. So welcome back to WGN Radio, Chuck.
All right, one more try. I got two guesses here.
Okay.
Okay. Is it some kind of like acid or sulfuric acid or?
Nope. It's nothing. It's nothing that you apply.
Oh, my other guess was like radium or something like that.
Oh, God,
something,
yeah.
That was radioactive.
That would do it all right. No.
That would be pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, might even be worse, but okay. I don't think so. I think radium might be preferred over this. All right.
Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
All right, Raleigh. Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. Right. Of course, it's an individual choice, but, you know, someone might say, no, I won't take the radium, but I think I would. All right. So we got Mike in DeKalb. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think, Mike? Mike in DeKalb has left the building. He thought it was scalping. No, well, that would be draconian. You're absolutely right. I guess it would obliterate the question, but no. Now, let's see. Tom in Kentucky, what do you think?
Well, I don't think anything. But
I know how you feel.
But, yeah, say hello to my friend Karen in Chicago.
Yeah.
But here in Kentucky, we still have, and you can still get, an AT&T, that's my carrier, an old-fashioned copper landline.
And what's it connect to? A central office somewhere?
Yes, yes.
All right.
That is, and I keep mine for my Unix shell account.
Okay.
I still have that, and I braille my stuff. I don't know how many people know what QWK mail is or was with BBSs and stuff, okay?
Right.
There are times I want to save a file or a message in a file, and I want to make a hard copy. I can't do that with Windows because my finances will not permit me to get a Windows-oriented Braille printer. My Braille printer only goes up to Windows 95. It's a VersaPoint BP1D. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, my cell phone is Lively, which used to be Jitterbug. When you open the flip phone, you get a dial tone.
Right.
And you can apply and get free directory assistance. You can just call the operator, hit zero, and hit yes. And the operator, when you go through a bunch of stuff, will come online. And I do have information. It's computerized, okay? If you hit zero here on your phone and wait about maybe a minute or so, you get a bunch of gobbledygook about the date and time, and an operator will come on the line.
And that's great. But, see, I'm still kind of confused because I don't know of any AT&T service that actually is traditional. Somewhere along the way, it's not. And so...
Traditional here, Raleigh.
I'd like to know where the central office is.
Well, the central office is right here in town.
Yeah, well,
it's about three blocks of the street from me.
It better be, yeah. And so,
yeah, see, I have UVerse for my internet, I don't know how to use it anymore. They took away Internet Explorer, and I'm just totally lost with Edge and all these other browsers.
Well, Internet Explorer and Edge are pretty much the same thing.
Well, the commands are different.
A little bit, yeah, but not...
And I've tried to fool with it, but no. See, I had a power outage here with an ice storm 5 days, and I still had this landline that I'm talking with you on. Now, if I'd have had these things where you got to have a box on your house, the battery would have run down.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's the problem.
Well, good deal. Well, glad to hear it. I want to check this out because I want to know more about it, and I will because I haven't seen it with AT&T, but they might have.
AT&T, and like I say, when you call for service, they ask you, well, they've got on a computer if you have a traditional copper landline.
Okay, good deal. Well, and I can't talk about it more because I'm running out of trivia time. Thank you. Call me again. All right, good deal. And sorry for hogging you all this time. And we've pretty much run out of time. But I'm going to jump ahead because I think Debbie in Washoe, Wisconsin, is going to clear it up for us. So, Debbie, what is it?
Hi. What castration.
Absolutely right. And this was from the days of Aristotle to the present. Now, what I find interesting is there actually were studies in the 1900s, like the 20s and 30s and 40s. Now, I want to know who the hell volunteered for this. And by the way, it's absolutely guaranteed, but it has to be done before puberty. It in no way reverses the cycle. So, and what it does, if you do it before puberty, you will not have male pattern baldness. You also won't have your voice change, but you will not have male pattern baldness, and the female version of that as well. But I can't imagine who would volunteer for the study.
Beats me. They must be nuts. Get it?
Oh, yeah, I know. I get it. All right. Well, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away, Debbie. She's absolutely right. That's what it is. It's castration. I am not making that up. And like I say, it was Aristotle swore. Well, you know, it was the eunuch days and all that kind of stuff. He swore by it. But again, studies in, you know, the 20th century, where did they get the volunteers? You know, unless we're talking about people who already had things like testicular cancer. But again, we're talking about basically children because this has to be done prior to puberty. It will not work to reverse baldness, but it's a guaranteed cure to prevent it. And so U.S. News and World Report did an article on that on August 4th, 1997. But you can look it up. I did last week when I looked at this question. I said, you got to be kidding me. What do you mean studies in the 20th century? None of them explained how they got the volunteers. None of them. Yeah, I don't even want to know. All right, so that's our straggler, and it's over now, so a new question next week. However, the bumper stumpers, yeah, the theme will continue, but the major, she's a troublemaker, and the drifters, rat race. Yvonne Carroll, did gee, what a guy. Gladys Knight and the Pips, giving up Ruby and the Romantics when you're young and in love. Irma Thomas, did times have changed. The Shirelles, maybe tonight. And we had Bobby V doing Keep on Trying, Spellbinders, of course, for you. And the last one was The Blossoms, That's When the Tears Start. So thanks for playing Monday Night Trivia. We'll do it again next Monday night. Tomorrow night, usual time, 10 o'clock Central. Attendance will be taken. I hope you'll call. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. John for screening your calls. Above all, you for calling makes all the difference. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.